It's time for the Dirt Doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Well, thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody. Going to have a little bit of a different kind of show today. I may sound a little different, and that's because I'm not in my usual seat in Dallas, well, in Irving, near the DFW airport at the Salem studio. I'm in Topeka, Kansas. We were here, still are here. We'll be here the rest of the day for the Mother Earth News Fair. And I've been having a lot of fun meeting some new cool people from all around the country, more people from right around here, the Topeka and Kansas City area than anywhere, I guess. But people come from quite long distances sometime. I'm speaking, those of you that are listening to me anywhere near here, I'm speaking later this afternoon about the insect control, the natural organic pest control. They flipped my talks around from what I often do. I did the tree talk yesterday and doing the pest control talk today. So those of you around the Topeka area, say hi when you come by and we will chat here. Also a different sound is that I'm on my cell phone for the minute. You may hear a change here in a little bit, but hopefully we can stay connected. We'll do our regular fair today. Call me anytime you want. We'll have open lines. I'm able to take calls, I think. And the telephone number, as always, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Another difference is I didn't make my tea. Being away, I don't take my gear, and so coffee, black coffee, is my drink, so we can share some coffee together this morning, if that's what you're having. If you're having herb tea, all the better. And I want to tell you about the SPCA doggies first. I got a little bit of a report for you about one of our dogs, too, that I thought I would bring you up to date on. Today's dog is Coco. Coco is a good-looking 7-year-old pit bull terrier mix. Says she's a goofy girl. And she's really pretty. Seems like I've seen her before, but anyway, she's listed as the dog today. Says she's very active, very playful, but she really loves to cuddle, loves to be petted. Already housebroken and great in the car. Loves kisses and hugs. So check out Coco. She's got a beautiful brindle color. I think you'll like that. You just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button there on the right, and it'll take you to her. We've got some dogs that are still on the website, though, that haven't been adopted yet, so check them out, too. Their pictures and their bios are there, and there's some good ones. Stargirl, Frankie, Dollop, Nola, Peanut, Little Mama, and Bo are all still looking for their permanent homes, and there's some really good options there. Wherever, this is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're talking about the McKinney SPCA and also the one near downtown Dallas, Jan Reese Jones. But wherever you are, from Seattle to Florida to Maine, try to support, if you can, or do support the local rescue places. Great way to get a pet. And they need the help, so always check with them if you're thinking about a new dog or cat or any kind of a pet at all. That would be a good thing to do. Well, let me tell you, oh, and I need to tell you also, let's see, let me double check something for you real quick here. See if our mystery photo is up. The mystery photo is at the top of the homepage. And that window up at the top that changes, and the buttons, the round buttons under it, move to the right. You can speed it up by just clicking on the one all the way to the right, and it'll show you the mystery photo. And the new one is we had two last week. People got one of them and didn't the other. And it was a little tough because it wasn't a real clear photograph of the poison ivy. What it was, the first vine in the mystery photo was the Carolina snail seed, one of the worst weeds in the world. Once you have it, you have it. It is a tough one to get rid of. Poison ivy is actually easier, I think, but they were kind of intertwined together, and that was last week's mystery. Like I said, it had one winner, not two, as we were offering. This week, there's a new photo up. It's a plant that is one of my favorites, has a little bit of a flaw that I'll tell you about. If somebody gets it named while we're doing the show, I'll go into it. If not, I'll tell you more about it next year, because it's one that is very, very easy to grow and might be good if you haven't tried it before. One little issue that, I'll tell you about later. On both the photo contest and the SPCA report are brought to you by Espoma. Espoma, wonderful line of organic products. They're across the country too, and that's one of the big things for us, because one of the most common questions we get is that we have people tell us they have trouble finding the products that we talk about, and Espoma does a great job of having them available in feed stores and farm stores and hardware stores, as well as the nurseries and garden centers. So check them out. They have dry fertilizers. They have liquid fertilizers. Their products, I think, for the most part, are organic. Every one of them may not be, but I think pretty close to it. Maybe every one of them are actually certified organic. So those of you trying to be really pure, it's a good line for you for that reason as well. But anyway, they're putting up, besides supporting the show in general, they're offering to all the mystery photo winners an 8-ounce bottle of organic liquid plant food. And the Texas Organic Research Center, our nonprofit, provides a class to the winner as well. Well, yeah, that's one of the things that we've been offering here at the show is the class, and we've sold a few and got some new people on board, which is always good. If people go to the trouble to take the class, we know that they're really getting into it in a serious way. And not only will do it on their own property and everything, we'll probably spread it. If you're interested in the class and can't figure out what the mystery photo is, you can click on the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com and learn all about it, what it costs, how to sign up, and all that kind of thing. I had several questions yesterday at the show about how long you have to take it, when does it time out, and all that kind of thing. And the answer to that is it never does. You can take years to do it if you want to. I wouldn't recommend that, but you don't have to do it all at once. You can, but you can take your time. We have several people, I don't know how many, but quite a few people right now that are in the kind of the midway point of taking the course. You take the course one class, one chapter at a time, and then you take a test at the end of each chapter before you go on to the next chapter. We cover everything. We cover the basic philosophies of the natural organic program, what you do to get started. We have a whole chapter on soil, improving the soil, just understanding soil, improving the soil. We have chapters on bed preparation. We have a chapter on planting details and techniques and all that kind of thing. We have two chapters on trees that are very thorough. The longer chapters, because I really go into a lot of detail, kind of like I do in the lectures when I'm traveling, but even in more detail because I have time to do it. And we have two chapters on insect control, both beneficials and the pests, and how to take care of them, and got the latest stuff for you there. We also have a chapter on irrigation, chapter on food crops, chapter on landscaping, chapter on, what else do we have? Just every subject right down the line. So if you haven't looked into it yet, I think it would be something that you might want to consider doing or giving away to some people that you know that are into gardening or young folks that need to get into gardening or something like that. It's written so that it's totally acceptable for people at home, homeowners. It's not complicated to understand, but on the other hand, I go into enough detail for people in the business to be able to use it in their marketing as well. It looks like the birds are flying in. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, coming to you via cell phone today, and I'll be back right after this, 866-444-3478, if you want to be with me.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinerite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinerite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinerite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And telephone numbers, you want to jump on here and talk about gardening or landscaping or pest control or anything else that's on your mind, give me a call at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The report I was going to give you about our dog, Nellie, the tree climber, our little girl's got a hurt back, apparently. I went to get her out of the crate. She loves sleep in a crate, and I usually go out to the front with Tater and get the paper and come back in and let her out. And we go in the backyard and roam around. I get the coffee going. We have our routine, and she just loves to run outside. Well, she opened the crate, and she just sat there looking at me, didn't move. And I thought that was kind of strange. Reached down and pet her, and she had kind of a funny look. And I went outside to open the door and thought she'd follow me. She didn't. And took me a while, finally coaxed her to go outside, and I could tell there was really something wrong. She was moving slow and just went to the top part of the garden, went out and did her business a little bit, and then came right back in and had no interest in jumping up on the couch like she usually does and snuggling. So I thought, oh, boy, something's wrong. So I had to leave town to come do the show here. Judy took her to the vet, and apparently we've got a disc problem in her back or some kind of a problem. She's running around and getting around okay now, but she can't go up on things very well. So a little bit of pain medicine for her. Unfortunately, I don't like to have to do that, but I don't know what else to do. But we'll keep you posted about how she's doing. It could go all the way back to the time, a lot of you have heard the story about her climbing the tree, the big live oak tree, and she fell out. One of the first times she really went up high, and she fell out. She hurt herself enough to cry, but she was running around. We thought she was probably okay. So it could date back all the way to that. I don't know. She's still going up in the tree from time to time, so it could be a more recent sort of thing as well. But we'll keep you posted on the Nelly report. She's a funny girl, and she runs around like a rocket, and it doesn't surprise me that she tripped or did something, fell again recently and did some damage, but we'll see. We'll keep you posted on that. Let's see what else we need to do. And jump on board here any time. One of the things I do have is the is a screen for taking the call. So if you've got a call for me about any insect situation or landscaping or anything, just give me a buzz. 866-444-3478. As I was talking, about the books a little bit. Let me go through that in a little more detail. I haven't had a chance to do that in a while. The books we have here at the show, but the books are also available. And two of them are sold out here, which is kind of interesting since I'm going to be here another day. And speaking, one of the books sold out is the Texas Bug Book. But the books, all my books, I'll go through them for you here in a minute. I think people are sometimes confused because I have so many, and some people are marketing gardening books all the time that one book will take care of everything, which I don't believe in. We go into a lot more detail with our books on every subject, but we also approach it from the natural organic standpoint. You know, none of the synthetic fertilizers or toxic chemical pesticides or things that don't make any sense, like wrapping tree trunks with paper and gauze. That was one of the things I talked about yesterday. My talk was on tree management, and I spent a little more time than I have in a long time talking about the various bad things that can happen to you and how many of them can be solved with the sick tree treatment. And we spent a lot of time on it. And the sick tree treatment can help you with insect problems, with disease problems, with parasites like mistletoe, with just irritating animals that come in and mess up the plant like the sapsucker bird and things like that. So I tell you what, we've got a caller here. Let me just try to talk to Bruce and see if we're going to be able to pull that off. I'd be curious about that before I go back to the list of things I need to cover. Bruce and Dallas, Texas. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, hey, Bruce. Thanks for calling, man. What can I do for you?
Thank you. I've got an acre of land here with mature, mostly pecan trees on it. They're totally covered now with ivy, and I've heard you say before that you should try to get the ivy off of your trees for the health of the tree. But if I try to pull these vines off, it tears the bark off of the trees. And what I'm trying to do is figure out the best way to kill them off and not have it just look horrible. I didn't know if you had any suggestions or not for this.
There's one way to go. It's going to look kind of bad for a while, but probably the only way to go without you hiring somebody that can climb really well and get up in the tree. Let me ask you a couple of questions first. Is it English ivy? Is it an evergreen ivy?
It's English ivy, yes.
How did it?
And it's all over the ground and hanging from the limbs.
Okay. So, was it there before you had the place, or did you let it grow up like that?
No. I just recently bought the land, and it's been there for many, many years, I'm sure, to the point where it looks like it's grown into the bark as opposed to just being on top of the bark.
Well, it sounds like the birds are flying in. Bruce, let me put you on hold, and then we'll take a break, and then we won't be rushing when we get back. And if I lose you, I'll give you answers on the air, okay? But hang on, and we'll talk more, okay? Howard Gunn,
thank you very
much, and I'll be back with you right after.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, I'm back. Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm not sure because Barry Rose didn't tell me for sure if Bruce is there or not. Bruce, are you with us?
I am. I'm here.
All right, great. Let's talk about a couple of options for you on getting this ivy out of the tree. It's not a good thing for it to be there, so we got to get it down. I don't even like for the ivy and ground covers to grow up on the trunk, much less up in the canopy of the tree, especially if they're valuable trees, which it sounds like they are. One thing you could do, Bruce, the first thing you could do is hire an arborist to come in and climb and take it all down. That would be the ideal thing. But like you said, it will pull some of the bark off, and cosmetically it'll show up a little bit. That won't be a serious issue that you need to worry about it hurting, really hurting the tree and all. But it will cosmetically change the look of the bark and in the places where some of that's taken off, because the English ivy really grabs a hole and holds on tight. The other option for you is just to cut the big stems of the English ivy at the ground, and I would go ahead and not just cut them at the ground, but I would pull them back from the tree, 5 or 6 feet or something like that. So that, once they're going to try to, I don't know if they can detect that there's something they can climb up on or not, but I have to deal with this in my front yard all the time. The ground covers out there, Persian ivy and English ivy and even Asian jasmine, tend to grow back on the flare and up the tree, and I have to do a little pulling back every year or so. But you can cut the English ivy at the base of the tree, and it will die. But okay, you're going to be looking at the brown leaves. Now, the brown leaves will be up there. I just did this on a couple of trees and on my neighbor's trees not too long ago, and there's brown leaves there, but it's been about, since I cut and killed the ivy, it's been about 2 months, maybe not quite 2 months, and most of the brown leaves have fallen off. They wither so much that the wind blows them and they fall off and that sort of thing. So it's not going to last for years or anything like that. It would probably last in there for a period of months that you'd have to look at it and it'd be ugly.
One of the trees, I did cut some of the limbs or some of the vines, and the vines seem to last there for a long, long time. Like you said, unless I have them removed, is there any way to rush the decomposition of the vines, or is that a time factor?
They're going to die. They're going to die right away. And the first thing they'll do is they'll wilt. They'll turn kind of a dull green color. And then they're going to be brown. I would be surprised if they didn't turn completely brown inside a week. It may take a little longer than that, but then it's going to take, like I said, maybe a couple of months for them to get crispy enough to where the wind and the squirrels running around in the tree and all that kind of thing, you know, really knocks them on out of the tree. So that's going to be by far the least expensive way to go. You just cut them and let them die and slowly go away.
Okay. Thank you, Howard. I sure appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, man.
Yes, all right.
Let's see if I can make this remote thing function for me. It's not a Mac is one of the problems. I'm used to using a Mac, and this is not that. Here's Rick in Tarrant County. Rick, what can I do for you?
Hey, good morning. Doing some root flare exposure here this morning on some fruit trees. And I've
good
got
for you.
I got some roots that are crossing over. So is this a good time to remove those crossover roots?
Couldn't be a better time, Rick, because if you do the work right now, the roots, and go ahead and you're already doing it, but go ahead and continue to dramatically expose the flare, and you will get some really nice root growth right away. You always get a nice burst of root growth in the fall, and then you have a little bit of root growth that happens all the way through the winter. So, yeah, take the roots that are growing over the top of bigger roots completely off. If they've cut in already to another root or into the flare, just take a chisel and very carefully go in and sever it in a couple of places, and don't try to dig it all out. Just sever it, and the flare and the more major part of the base of the tree, as it grows, it'll just pop that crossing root off. You see what I mean? I haven't done this myself, but I think there are some chisels available that are, instead of having a square end on them, have a rounded end on them, and that's the best tool to use, because you can cut into a root that's burying into a place it shouldn't be, you know, without too much worry of damaging good tissue on the part that will be left.
Got it. All right.
Okay.
So good. Thank you.
Good luck. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
All right. We're almost making this work like being in the studio. Let's see what my time looks like. It looks like I can talk to Peg in Plano, Texas. Hello, Peg.
Hi, Gary. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Gary, Howard, I don't even call me anything.
Excuse me. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Howard.
No problem.
I'm kind of a senior citizen here. So anyhow, I have some... Eleagus, at about 24 years old, shrubs on the foundation, and they've been doing a slow death for 2 years now. And I'm just wondering what might attack those. Do they just die from old age?
No, Eleagnus is a pretty tough, pretty long-lived tree. I tell you what, I would be suspicious of that. Woody plant, any shrub, Eleagnus like you have, or holly or viburnum or even roses, have flares, root flares at the base, just like a tree does. So I actually invented the sick tree treatment, treating photinia, you know, to save them from the fungal disease that they have. So the first step, let's at least give this a try. Go under the plants and pull the soil away from the base of your Eleagnus and expose the flares, and then do the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is to aerate either mechanically or with hydrogen peroxide and water mixed together, and then put out compost, lava sand, azomite, whole ground cornmeal, dry molasses, you know, all the usual amendments we use for bed preparation. Let's see if we can't get those things to kick in and start growing again. And this is the absolutely perfect time to do this work, as well as what we just talked about with the previous caller.
Okay, thank you very much, Howard.
All righty. Thank you, Peg. Talk to you later. And those of you that are hearing sick tree treatment for the first time, it is what I talk about. It seems ad nauseum to some people because I talk about it so much, but whatever the stress is in, whatever the disease is or the parasite is, or it's just going downhill like hers, plants or whatever, the first thing you always need to be suspicious of is the plant being in stress. And there's a lot of things that can cause stress, too much water, too little water, contaminated soil from, you know, too much fertilizer or pesticides used in the past, compaction of the soil can cause it. But the most common thing that causes stress in plants, any kind of woody plant especially, is being buried too deeply in the ground. And so you always want to do that first. It's worth the effort to do that, especially the application of all the organic amendments. Even if your plant dies after you've tried this procedure, you really haven't wasted much money. You wasted a little time pulling the soil away from the base of the plants, but the amendments you put out aren't a waste of money at all, because you have improved the soil for whatever else you plant and do in that space. So it's always best to give a sick tree treatment a shot first. It's why I get so irritated with people that say, well, roses have rose rosettes, so I'm going to tear them all out and throw them away like A&M recommended and other people on the radio. Why not try the sick tree treatment first? It works in 95% of the cases, and you don't have to do that, and you might as well give it a whirl and see if it works for you or not. Here is Howard. I don't have very many Howards that call. It's interesting. Grand Prairie, Texas. Hey, Howard. You know what? Mary Rose, was that a test? But also, I don't get confused again. Jim in Loveland, Colorado. Hey, Jim.
Hi there. Good morning.
What's up?
So I got a couple quick tree questions. The ash borer has been identified in my county a few weeks ago, and I've got a couple ash trees, and I just wanted your input on that. I've gotten some flyers from people that say they can treat it, and I have my doubts as to what they do. So anything you can tell me, I'd appreciate.
Okay. A couple of ways to go here, Jim. I got a buddy, arborist in Boston, and Peter Wise is his name, and he's really an expert on this. He's got a bias a little bit. Sometimes even my best buddies in the business and I don't totally agree on everything. And one of the reasons he has a bias is that he is in the business of providing equipment and product and service in some cases to treat things like emerald ash borer and other, you know, invasive species. You use as a tool called and a process called the Arbor Jet. And if anybody you're talking to uses Arbor Jet, I think it's a fantastic tool. You can use it with the chemicals that, you know, everybody recommends, and it at least it's staying in the tree. You're not spraying toxic chemicals all over the property, you know. But the better way to go is to use an organic injection into the tree. The other thing is, like I was talking about on the other things here this morning, is to do the sick tree treatment. I talked to Peter about that. And he's not really willing to invest a lot of time and money in it. He told me to do it, which I'm looking into, and maybe you should give that a shot first. I'm going to have to put you on hold because I'm going to have to run here for just a minute. But if you want to stay and talk a little more, that's fine. If not, I'll cover your subject a little more for you when I come back, okay? Either way you want to go. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478, and I'll be back right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefit to the rose is squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment, and to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone 4347 8. We're talking to Jim in Colorado. Jim, you still there with the Dirt Doctor? Let's see if Mary Rose, can you pull him back up? Well, I wonder where he went.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Hello?
Jim, you there?
I am.
What can I do for you? I'm sorry, I've got so many things going on here.
Another question on, I planted a dogwood tree for my mother-in-law in the spring, and it was recommended from the nursery that the bark be wrapped, the trunk be wrapped through the winter. What's your opinion?
I think it's a very bad idea. I don't think wrapping trunks is good anywhere in the country unless you've had some extremely unusual weather and the bark is, you know, broken, and use it as fixing the problem. And rather than bark, paper, I like burlap soaked in the tree trunk deep if that happens. As a preventative thing, there's a couple of things to do. One is, if you planted the tree properly and the tree is relatively healthy and everything, it can, and it's a dogwood that's adapted there, it'll be fine without any wrapping at all. If you do need some protection, and there's university research to back this up, the better way to go is to paint the trunk with a non-toxic latex paint. It'll help prevent against certain insects, borers, and root aphids, and certain things like that. That's what the research was really all about with the USDA years ago. And they used white paint.
Would the color matter on that?
Well, the color that they used in the research was white. I've done a lot of research and playing around with it, using a paint that matches the color of the bark. It just looks better. And I was telling a couple of my arborist buddies a couple of days ago, and I'm showing them that I had made a mistake in that I matched the color of the bark. I did it on a couple of trees just as a test, and I used it to show in one of my Dallas Morning News columns. But I matched the color of the bark with the paint when the paint was wet. Well, it didn't dawn on me, and I should have, since I'm an artist. that as the paint dries, it gets a lighter color. So if you want it to match the bark, which I recommend, it just looks better in the garden, pick a color that's a couple of shades darker than the bark is when it goes on wet. And as it dries, it'll end up being so close to the color of the bark, you won't even notice that you've put the paint on there. It's a pretty interesting technique, and a lot of people think it's goofy and it's more cosmetic, but there's actually university research, agriculture research people, and the USDA both did research on it years ago and proved that it really does good. Wrapping with paper actually, to me, causes more problems because it provides a habitat for insects and diseases to get started. I think it does more harm than good. So I recommend keeping the flare exposed, keeping the tree healthy. If you do get an incredible weather event where it changes temperature, you know, like 40, 50 degrees in one day or something, and does cause some cracking and some damage to the trunk, it's at that point where you mix up the tree trunk goop that I recommend, and my formula is on the website, and then the manual, and the organic manual would be the best way for you to get the formula out of the book. You paint it on the trunk, and if it's really bad damage, you can even soak burlap in the tree trunk goop and wrap it on there. We've got test results of real-life projects in the field where people did that technique with trees that had been totally girdled by some kind of animal, you know, porcupine or squirrels or what, deer or whatever. You can actually get the bark to bridge and regrow and save a tree that's been totally girdled with that technique.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
I had one real quick question, or just a point of interest. I've got autoimmune issues. Some time ago, you talked about a doctor that had some exercises, low impact exercises, and
yeah.
I explored his website, and he actually sells a supplement that's like Garrett juice for bug guts. I don't know if you've ever heard
really?
Of it. It's a,
I haven't. I've been delinquent and calling. You're talking about Dr. Zach Bush, I would assume.
Yeah. I went to his site, and it's a product that he's got. And, you know, with my issues, I've been on it for a few months. I don't know that it just made sense because I'm a proponent of Garrett juice, so why not for my gut bugs?
Huh? Yeah, that's right. I get the same benefit probably from the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and the ME3 product that I use. But I'll look into that. I wanted to talk to him and have him on the show anyway. People wonder what we're talking about the exercise. He came up with a very, very simple little four-step exercise that you can do real short period of time, and I recommend people look at it and give it a shot. You can look it up on the internet under Dr. Zach Bush. Jim, thanks for calling. I'm going to have to run, and if you have something else, just give me a call back, and I will talk to you later, okay?
All right,
thanks. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break, and we'll either continue to do the show like we're doing it or get on a real microphone. We'll see what happens over the break. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT-3478.